הראשון יש לומר להם כמה יפים הם, כמה יפים הם שהם קמים לומר להם יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם. אני משתוקק לראות את היום שילדים קמים להשק אותם ולחבק אותם ולומר להם כמה יפים הם וכמה גדולה הזכות להיות ההורים שלהם, ההורים שלהם. שילדים הולכים לישון יש לומר להם כמה יפים הם, כמה יפים שהם קמים לומר להם יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם. ילדים הולכים לישון יש לומר להם כמה יפים הם, כמה יפים הם שהם קמים לומר להם יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם. אני משתוקק לראות את היום שילדים קמים בבוקר וההורים שלהם לא יכולים להפסיק לנשק אותם ולחבק אותם ולומר להם כמה יפים הם וכמה גדולה הזכות להיות ההורים שלהם, ההורים שלהם. ילדים
gefahren auf den ersten Schlitten, auf den ersten Schlitten. Alle machen keines Hells, die Kalle in der Mitten, die Kalle in der Mitten. Oi, oi, singen alle, nur es schweigt allein die Kalle, oi. Oi, 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 singen alle, nur es schweigt allein die Kalle, oi. Gefahren auf dem zweiten Schlitten, auf dem zweiten Schlitten. Alle machen Ton im Lach, der Hossen in der Mitten, der Hossen in der Mitten. Oi, oi, singen alle, nur ein Schwachtelein, die Kalle. Oi, 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 oi. Singen alle, nur ein Schwachtelein, die Kalle. Oi, oi, oi. Gefahren auf dem dritten Schlitten, auf dem dritten Schlitten. Kalt, Sattel, Hossen, Saat, die Klesmer in der Mitte. Oi, oi, schwingen alle flieht vorbei, Reiter, flieht vorbei, Reiter. Hat die Kalle auch geflaut. Wir feiern Scheiter, oi, wir feiern Scheiter. Schweigen alle Nore, singt alle in der Kalle, oi, oi. Schlittelach, ihr mögt zurück schön vorn, ihr mögt zurück schön vorn. Chosen leben, oi chosen leben, als weh zu deine Jungen.
That was fun. Ezekiel's Wheels Band, Klezmer Band, Chasen Anakala, from a CD called The Thread. They're a lot of fun. I had the pleasure of performing with them, with the group that I was singing with at the time, and I can't even remember the name. It's a community chorus. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Okay, so here we go. One in three adults has diabetes or prediabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP. I guess that's National Diabetes Education Program. Or you can click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. It's a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Yeah, it's, you know, really important to get diabetes under control. My mom and dad both had it. I was pre-diabetic for a while. I found out I was doing, I can't even remember what those shots were, but I was like a pincushion for pain. I was getting all these shots, and it made my that whole number go way up high. So I had to stop all those shots. Thank God I did. Now I'm in the pool at least once a week doing water aerobics. I'm doing gentle yoga. I'm at the Waverly Oaks. Well, the brain is not working today. Waverly Oaks over in Waltham, a wonderful athletic facility. And I'm also doing Zumba with an instructor named, I'm forgetting everything today. It's terrible. Vilka. She's fabulous. And she does the water aerobics, and she also does what they call gold. where did it go again? Zumba, gold Zumba. So it's half an hour of Zumba. With explanations, which Zumba doesn't usually have. They just do it, and it's usually faster. And then a half an hour of working with weights. So it's very good. So, you know, trying to keep myself moving. Okay, so we have a new CD that I wanted to play last week when I talked about this New York jazz singer, Vicki Burns. She's going to be at the Mad Monkfish on Sunday, September 10th at 4 o'clock, an afternoon concert. Accompanying her will be Mark Shalansky, Les Harris Jr., and John Lockwood. It's a new Sunday afternoon jazz series, Cocktails, Jazz, and Sushi. And we're going to have a listen to the title cut for CD, Lotus Blossom Days. It's a composition by Billy Strayhorn, Roger Shore, Carol Sloan, and Music Sales Corp, Temp Music Incorporated. Right. Okay, so.
Hey. talking. Talking, it can be a way of thinking. There are people who fear it more than flying, or heights, or dying. To be all talk is being less than nothing. But now you're talking is more than you were before. I like how when he takes me to the market, Robert talks to all the packages, Debbie said not long before she died. He talks to lettuce. I'm talking to you now. I talk to the cat. In the frozen queue of grief, waiting at Stalin's prison, the question to Anna Akhmatova, can you describe this? Yes, the poet answers, I can. The child's hand on her throat can feel her voice vibrate. It means to her, she is there, inside. Finds relief in speaking verses because it is less like talking, more like singing. I mutter flakes of meaning. Shmageggy, blah blah blah. A way of thinking, a way of avoiding something. Articulated grunts of grief and rage. Even the Iliad yaks. The baby rehearses melodies of speech. The tunes of chat, the tunes of menace. Morricone's music, vocal without words, speaks for the iron faces of ugly cowboys. Akhmatova's legendary Yes, I Can exceed her requiem itself. It is all one meaning. Now, you really are saying something. Yes, and can you? Long before Stalin, long before everything, the new lungs, already learning to breathe. Her tongue, already studying its mission.
Wonderful. Laszlo Gardoni, and that is from a CD called Close Encounters. Close Connection. John Lockwood and Yaron Israel are with him on that CD. John Lockwood on acoustic bass and Yaron Israel on drums and kalimba on one of the tracks. Laszlo does perform around here when he's not touring, and he's also a professor at both Berkeley and I think the New England Conservatory, and he is just brilliant. Before that, we heard this wonderful new CD from Robert Pinsky, Proverbs of Limbo. And he will be appearing with a group of folks Saturday, September 9th at 7:30 p.m. in WBUR City Space, along with Lawrence Hogwood. Hobgood. Mino Cinello, John Lockwood, Catherine Bent, and Stan Strickland, and Louis Claude Sokai. So this is going to be a special evening. I've seen him perform before. It's really quite amazing. So City Space is at 890 Comm Ave in Boston. And the music director and pianist is Lawrence Hobgood. Saxophonist, flutist, vocalist Stan Strickland, cellist Catherine Bent, bassist John Lockwood, and special guest percussionist Mino Cinello. Introductory remarks by Louis Shud Sokel. The new album is coming soon, and a new book also coming, Proverbs of Limbo. He is 3-time U.S. Poet Laureate, and the doors are opening Saturday at 6:30 at WBUR City Space. And it's poem jazz concert. It's poetry happening. It's uniquely its own thing. And it should be quite fun. Tickets are on sale. There's reserved seating and general admission, and also a lower rate for students. There's also a cash bar that's going to be available. And anyway, that should be quite interesting. The word limbo means a border. Pinsky says, I like borders. The mix of energies, even when a border may scare me, also inspires me. The clashes and likenesses between things, mostly among cultures, people, beliefs, languages, past and present, can be horrible or wonderful, or both, mostly. My poems and I have been formed by improvised mixtures, beginning with the New Jersey Shore borderlands where I grew up. Well, I hope to be at that event, and hopefully some of you will be there also. All right, we're going to carry on now. We've got some more space yet here. WMFO Medford, live at Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice, and I'm happy to say somebody came in, not only put in a new keyboard, but they fixed the floor. Wow, because the floor has had a whole... And it was really hard to, like, navigate the chair back and forth. So yay to whoever was responsible for that. Absolutely lovely. Okay, so we're going to go to, what are we going to? Ah, yes. Something from Eclipse. Thank you.
Una noche podré tenerla.
Okay, we listened to the Guy Mendolo Ensemble from excerpts from Tales from the Forgotten Kingdom, Una Noche al Borde de la Mer. And before that, Zena Schiff and Cameron Grant, Canzona for violin and piano. And before that, Aline Holmesy, Étoile Magique. The song is La Belle et l'Arbella. And it was called Eclipse. All right, so I want to share with you a little bit from Kol Chevra, the 15th Yortzeit issue in memory of Reb Shlomo Karlbach, my Rebbe. My First Encounter with Shlomo Karlbach by Eileen Shungold. For many years, I have wondered about the many paths God created for my soul's journey in this world. On the surface, many parts of this lifelong trip do not seem to fit well together. However, I fully believe that there are no coincidences, and thus, everything happens to us through Hashgacha Pratis, Divine Providence. I would like to share the story of how an 8-year-old, shy, quiet, introspective little girl was forever touched by the sweet voice of a young Lubavitcher Rebbe named Shlomo Karlbach. In 1960, I was a third grade student at a Lubavitch yeshiva. Like all yeshivos, there was never enough money to pay the teachers, keep the lights on, and maintain the building. One of the teachers was distantly related to a rabbi and a chazan named Shlomo Karlbach. A concert was arranged, and my parents, who were not particularly observant but sent their children to the yeshiva anyway, heard about the concert and decided it would be a nice evening out for our family. Although I do not remember the entire concert, nor all the songs Reb Shlomo sang that night, I was deeply touched by his rendition of Esa Eina El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, I lift my eyes to the mountains, from whence will come my aid. Almost 50 years later, I can still see the brightness of his eyes as he strummed his guitar while singing these deeply meaningful words. I was 8 years old. It was way past my bedtime. The concert had ended, but I insisted that my parents buy his record and then allow me to meet this man with the shining, smiling eyes and the beautiful melodic voice. As I continue to grow, change, and evolve, I continue to cherish Reb Shlomo's many deeply moving songs. Most of all, however, I remember Esa Einai. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where? From where will my help come? My help is from Hashem, who created heaven and earth. I was not an active participant in the 60s movement. I did not find Judaism at the House of Love and Prayer in San Francisco. And I did not have the opportunity to sit and learn with Reb Shlomo. But I never forgot how he made a shy, withdrawn little girl smile. And how he helped me understand that help is always there. We just have to ask. Eileen Shungold is a social worker, aspiring novelist, and lover of life who has never forgotten her chance encounter with Reb Shlomo. Wow, that's so sweet. Well, I love sharing these wonderful stories from Kol Chevra. Well, we've got time for a little bit more here. Let's see, where are we going to go? Let's go to something for one of my favorites. Let's see here. Give me a second to get things. Get in there. Okay, so
what was it you wanted? Tell me again so I know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. Thank you.
What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over. Get it back on the track. You got my attention. Now go ahead, speak. What was it you wanted? When you were kissing my cheek. Was there somebody looking when you give me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows, someone that I might have missed. Is it something you needed? Something I don't understand. What was it you wanted? Do I have it here in my head? Whatever you wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you'd be so kind? Has the record been breaking? Did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important? Maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot.
Okay, we're just about out of here. That was Dylan. What was it you wanted from Oh Mercy? We're going to go out with something from Israel Williger Karlbach Friday Night. And so there it is. All right, I'll see you next time. Don't be late. And you're going to hear about the Jewish Film Festival coming up. Yes. All right.
From Joanne.
Joanne is here at the she will be at the controls wearing this Call Me Ishmael shirt. That's cute.
Well, it's from Arrowhead out in Western Mass.
Very cool. You can tell everybody all about it. It's great. I haven't seen you for a long time. All right. So let's go stop on this one and... play on this
one.
Anchil einu Hashem Elokeinu V'yavo v'ratzoin Shavos kodshecho V'yanchil einu Hashem Elokeinu V'yavo v'ratzoin Shavos kodshecho V'yanchil einu Hashem Elokeinu V'yavo v'ratzoin Shavos kodshecho V'yanchil einu Hashem Elokeinu V'yavo v'ratzoin Shavos kodshecho V'yanu cho Hashem Elokeinu, v'yavo v'ratzoin Shavos kodshecho. I'm a conscious man.